Hi, I'm Sam Wilness.
And I'm Judah O'Malley.
And today we have, once again, two guests this time around. We got Dawson, first time on, and then a returning guest in Ben.
Yeah, on God, gang.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate nice to have you.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks, bro.
It's a pleasure. Yeah. The two-time. The two-time. What's it called me now?
Two-time
on the podcast here.
Oh, that's why they call you two-time. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was about to say, there's a lot of other reasons.
Two times. Two times and 2 inches. That's my go-to. Two times and 2 inches.
Two-pump chump.
A lot of twos here. A lot of twos. Twos. That's me. Twos and everything.
So as our as we know, our class is coming to an end. Mm-hmm. How are you guys feeling about it?
I'm ready for it to be done.
I'm kind of
like,
at that point now.
In a bad way or a good way?
Like,
you know, like I would say good way. Like, this is honestly way better than I expected it to be this semester.
It
is honestly so much better, and it's actually been a lot easier than expected.
Yeah.
I'm ready to be done all these final projects.
Oh, man.
I think the final projects is what it is for me, too, because it's like earlier in the course, it was like, oh, yeah, we just got to do this. We do a Kahoot. We talk. We have fun. We laugh. Whatever.
Which is crazy how we were just doing Kahoots for like
three weeks straight. 3 weeks straight. It's a lot of
classes. I seriously paid for this, man.
Yeah. Like, and then like 20 of us would have the same name, and none of us would be in the top five.
Yeah.
Never.
And then it just hit a point where it's like, okay, now you have like 5 projects due, and every single class you come, it's just work.
It's like, do some classes and it's like, oh yeah, you have work time to work on this, and then they talk for like an hour and a half, and then you have like 45 minutes to finish it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, let's do next class. It's like,
It's marketing class, the marketing project that I hate the most.
The marketing, I don't think it's that hard, actually. Like, for me personally, I don't know about the rest of you guys, it was just, just get the work done.
Yeah, like, it wasn't too bad. I'm definitely gonna be ready for it to be over, though.
Yeah. Like, that's on.
Come Friday afternoon.
That's what's on. I don't know. I'm also kind of done with the semester too. It's been fun. It's just like, I'm ready for summer. Like, I'm already in like summer mode, basically.
I'm in vacation mode.
I've
been since January.
Now, what streams is everybody going into?
I'm radio, but like,
I'm on the fence right now. You
should be in radio.
I want to stay. I'm thinking of staying in radio, honestly.
I'm in TV right now, but the more as this goes on, the more I want to be in radio.
That's a
pretty
big
well
thing.
Like, and I don't really know what the end goal, what I want it to be.
Yeah.
But like, just project wise.
Yeah.
Like the whole like video and like the whole writing everything. Yeah. Like, obviously there'll be some writing for like the ear and stuff.
Yeah.
For radio, but like,
oh yeah, and
I'm
like
not trying to write news articles.
Are we allowed to swear on this podcast? I forgot.
Yes, we are.
Sorry for cussing. in advance.
I'd like to disappoint you.
It seems like everything with like video stuff is like, it just seems like a bitch to do.
Honestly.
Yeah, and honestly, like going into this, I was like, oh yeah, no, I'm gonna do TV. I'm gonna stay in TV because like, I'm really good at being in front of a camera, and I'm good at acting, and I'm good at doing that stuff. And then it got to the point where it's like, well, one of my like really close friends is going into the radio stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The projects, a lot of the projects is just like, for TV, it's just fucking, I don't like it.
Especially like near like the start, it felt like the last probably about 3 or 4 assignments, it was like, oh yeah, you will have next class to work on it. And you work on, but before it was just like, hey, it's due.
It's due next Tuesday. Yeah,
and you do.
Yeah.
So bringing a camera home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like.
And I felt like it was kind of fun because it's like you experiment with everything. And then the last few, it's just like, yeah, I do this.
Eventually.
See you next class.
Yeah.
Well, and like one thing I like is how the first semester you're doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So it's just like.
You get to test out everything.
Exactly. So rather than being like, oh, you're in radio, then you do radio. And it's just like, oh, I would.
It's boring.
Yeah. You know, it's just like, oh, I kind of want to do this. But then So that's actually been really clutch. Because otherwise I'd be in TV and I'd be hating it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy that they're splitting us up, though.
I feel like most of us, like I don't know, we're all one big group, but like I feel like the cliques inside the group are most of them are sticking together. I think pretty much all of us are going to radio.
And then
I don't know, the TV.
They got like the Bronsons, the Pauls.
Yeah, Bronson, Paul. Oh, yeah. Paul's radio?
Yeah.
Paul's radio.
Oh, my.
So. Paul's
radio. Oh, my.
Yeah.
He always keeps the it. Legend.
Like, that's one thing. Like, I'm kind of like.
Austin's radio.
It's really. Yeah. I feel like when they're splitting up their groups, like almost everybody in the class is like, everybody messes with each other. Everybody knows. Like, we all just fuck with each other, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, which is also. Insane. Super awesome, because like this, it's like super easy, but this course could suck.
Oh my god,
like a bunch of people you don't like.
Yeah.
You hear the second semesters talking to each other sometimes?
Yeah.
Insane. I walked into a screaming match in the hallway one time. I was like, what?
That's like, I could never imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, like,
yeah.
I would be very surprised if that ever happened with any of us.
Yeah.
I know. And like, unless someone goes and does something like, really, really fucked up that everybody just kind of looks at that person and it's like really, like why the fuck you do that?
Yeah.
Then
honestly,
we haven't had that point yet. Luckily, but yeah, no, I don't know. I'm ready for a second semester, especially with like the meeting I had this morning. Like I already want to get out of here already.
How
like,
did it go?
It was good. I it didn't like get into like job talk or anything, but like. Going there was kind of like a lead up to like, okay, like if we like you, we'll probably get you for a practicum and stuff. So, they literally just hired like a guy that was on practicum from here. Mm-hmm. They hired him this morning. So
really,
yeah. So it's like, great. So they're already hiring one guy. So hopefully by the time I'm back there, hopefully by the time practicum starts, that I can
get
hired. So what was like the company and like? Basically, what would you be doing?
Edmonton Sports Talk. I believe they have like a lot of producer jobs they want. But then obviously producers like chime in a little bit. And then once you like get through the company, you make your way on camera stuff. And then
you gotta pay your dues before you.
You gotta make your way up. You gotta make your up the chain. So I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I like. It'd be ideal to go there just because like. You don't have to move anywhere or anything. Just, it's like right there.
That's so nice. You get to talk like with the Oilers, right?
Yeah. That's the goal.
So for some reason, that's something you like to do. So.
Yeah. Hey, I would like to clear up, though. Like, last time I was on this podcast, I don't think the Oilers were in the playoffs.
No, because they probably were in like that.
They were on their winning streak. They were on their winning streak. That's
oh,
the
were
last
they?
Time.
Oh, yeah, that's they were on right. the winning streak. They won, I think, 10 in a row.
I thought it was like 17.
Well, no,
16.
They won 16 total, but I think they were on their 10th game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were on their 10th game, and we researched what the winning streak was. And sadly, they didn't make it. But I'm going to say this
sadly.
Right now.
Right.
Happily, they didn't make it.
No, like the winning streak,
y'all haters,
I would. Hey, I'm going to say I'm a Canucks fan myself, but like seeing a team break a winning streak that has been in franchise like for history like that. Sports history
all time,
that would have been amazing.
Yeah,
and also, you know, props to you for having an absolutely shitty start to the season, being like 1-15, and then coming back and being in the playoffs.
Yeah, we were 2-11, and it was mainly like Connor was hurt and Ekholm was hurt. Like that was our big, and Skinner can make a fucking save. So so those things turn around, and now we're. Now, since the coaching change we've made, we've been the best team in the NHL.
Yeah.
So that's,
you think you're winning at all?
The West is so good. That's the problem. The West is so stacked this
However, one thing I got to say, with Vegas being a wild card and going up against Dallas, which clinched.
They might. No, if Vegas wins out, they're going to play Edmonton.
One. True. So, that's the one thing. I hope they lose their next two games so they go up against Dallas. And
then me too.
We have a potential Canucks-Oilers match.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. No, I don't know. The West is like, last year it was, last year the East was so deep. I said the West is going to win the cup because the East teams are just going to beat the shit out of each other and then the West team is going to walk to the final and win it. Be healthy, which is exactly what happened. Florida was too hurt in the final. This is the opposite now. The East is too, like, it's going to be either Florida or Carolina that probably makes the cup final, and the West is just going to beat the hell out of each other, and then
Oh, yeah.
One of them's probably going to win it. But, yeah, I don't know. They're
like, looking at, like, the matchups, like, today, like, there's not really a bad matchup.
No, it's actually in the West. And East is, like, a team could be playing, like, Detroit or something, which has made the playoffs in, like, 8 years or whatever.
Hasn't been good since, like, Lindstrom left. Yeah, but they were good. They were very good.
Not my time, though.
Eastern Conference first, like, rounds and whatnot, it's the Hurricanes versus Islanders.
Yeah, it's locked now. Yeah.
Rangers, Capitals, Panthers,
Leafs. That last wild card spot's the one that's up for grabs.
Exactly. Like, that last wild card spot. Yeah,
it's going to be Caps, Pittsburgh, or Detroit. Detroit. Or Philly plays Washington. So that would be... I believe Philly would have to win in regulation, and then, like, Detroit and Pittsburgh would have to lose both games, I think, or something like that.
Bruins versus Lightning. And going off of predicts of just what I see now, who's going to get bounced in the first. Maybe Leafs are getting bounced in the first versus the most likely.
Who do they play?
They play Florida.
They play Florida, and they're probably getting bounced.
Yeah.
Hurricanes are bouncing the Islanders.
Islanders are sneaky, though.
They are, but
they're sneaky. Sorokin's scary when he's on
the
game.
It's the Hurricanes.
Well, yeah. No, I have Carolina.
Bruins are bumping the Lightning, finally.
No, I don't know.
It's so crazy, because doesn't the Bruins have, like, the best record in the league?
Last year they had the best record of all time.
And then they're playing, like Ben and I were talking the other day, like, the seeding system in the NHL
is so stupid.
Like, why not go back to the 1-8? Like, why should a team that's getting 110 points have to play?
Yeah,
Tampa. The Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, no,
right?
it's bad. No, I agree. It is not great.
And then Rangers, whoever they go up against,
Rangers are gonna play whoever that second wild card is. Yeah.
And then we have right now, Stars versus Golden Knights, which. I feel like the Golden Knights might be able to live, but the Stars are pretty good.
The weakest time to play Vegas is in the first round, because they're going to have so many guys coming back from injury, and they're not going to mesh well right away.
Exactly.
What are you doing? I'm good, gang.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
If you give them a round to mesh with each other and everything, they're going to get better as playoffs go on. So they're going to play a good team round one, and, like, that's probably not the best thing for them.
But. Yeah.
On, like, the Stars, like, I saw, like, their lineup, man. Like,
they're the best team in the NHL. Yeah. They're the best team in the NHL. They're so good.
They do have a very good chance. I feel like the only thing that's lacking for them, they don't have necessarily, like, that top-tier goalie. You never hear anything about the Stars goalie.
No. Jake Oettinger is, like... In playoffs of 2022, in the playoffs of 2022, Jake Oettinger, like, Dallas played Calgary in the first round. It went game seven overtime. And I believe in game seven, Calgary had 65 shots.
Holy.
And final score is 4-3, Calgary won.
Like, I never said it was bad, but I think
Jake Oettinger, at the top of his game, is like a top five goal in the NHL.
And then the Golden Knights are a very grindy team, so I feel like that might just be whoever can get the
It's gonna be how quick Vegas gels together, which I don't know how quick it's going to be able to be done.
But. Jets versus Avalanche, and that's pretty much star defense versus star offense in that one.
Like, I think... I don't really watch much hockey, but, like, I feel like Hellebuck will have to be playing on his head on that one.
Well, like, Winnipeg pumped Colorado over the weekend 7-0. So that, like, that's gonna be something. I don't think that leads to the playoffs, but Connor Hellebuck is gonna be the reason why Winnipeg wins or loses.
Yeah. And then we have Canucks versus Predators, which Predators, after they got that U2 concert or whatever concert canceled, have been pretty good. And then the Canucks,
then they fell off a little bit.
And then you have the Canucks, which have been incredible considering last season.
Yeah.
But I would say Hughes is probably going to win the North.
Yeah, he will. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He will.
And then I like this.
Oilers-Kings again.
I want this to keep going just because I feel like it's one of those really shit rivalries.
It's just like... As an Oilers fan, it sucks because LA plays so boring. They're the most one of the most boring teams in the NHL to watch. Like, they play a 1-3-1 trap and they don't move. It's the most boring, grinding hockey ever. But this is the third year we're gonna have to do it. But like, we also have, since they refuse to move out of that system, we know their system to a T. Like, I think this is the least intimidated I've been of them.
Yeah, 3 years. And so my predicts is Stars possibly bounce Golden Knights.
I think that, yeah.
Avalanche bounce Jets, Canucks bounce Predators, Oilers bounce Kings.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. That's probably what it's going to be.
And then, like, but you also got to play in the fact, like, there's going to be probably, at least on probably on every team, that there's going to be one of their best players is just going to disappear.
Yeah.
Maybe not for the whole series, but the whole playoffs. Yeah. But every year. And I guarantee you, because I know it all too well, the Leafs are probably all three, all four of them are going to disappear. Like, Auston Matthews is going to get 70 goals and get one goal in six games.
Yeah. No, that's probably
I think I saw a post today where it's like, the Leafs have played 80 games and Matthews has 69 goals. Do the Leafs rest Matthews? And then there was a comment underneath that said, let him play. He only has six more games left to.
Yeah, like
that's true.
Yeah, he'll be in Arizona in no time back home.
I'm sure.
He'll be chilling.
And then also one big thing that started this week: NBA playoffs.
Oh yeah,
that's
Oh, welcome back, Judah. Where were you, Judah?
You think I'm gonna watch hockey?
Where were you, Judah?
Dude, it's insane.
I know when to take a seat. You know,
Judah. Hockey is boring until you see a 6'3" man get absolutely laid out by someone.
Watch
who's
the
like
Matthias
Ekholm
hit on Mikko Rantanen.
Sometimes I search up like top 10 greatest hits in hockey, and then I'd be like, okay, that's my film for hockey of the week.
On top of other stuff.
Dude, search up Matt Rempe. Search up
Matt Rempe highlights.
I think he's the only player in NHL history to have more penalty minutes than ice time.
Maybe.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What?
Jack Edwards, the voice of the Boston Bruins, has announced his retirement.
Damn.
Wow.
The who?
You know who Jack Edwards is?
Is he the owner?
No. He's a commentator for Boston.
Oh, no.
He is the oldest, worst commentator I've ever seen in my entire life. He's the worst. I can't believe it.
I don't know if you guys
care. Thank God he's retiring. Thank God.
I don't know if you guys care at all about baseball. There is one person in this world I have never wanted to retire more than Angel Hernandez.
Oh yeah.
It's all time
bad hump. But who's your baseball team?
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh nice.
Arizona, it's got quite the sport market there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean like Diamondbacks,
they went to the finals. They went to the World Series. It was that versus Rangers, and people were like, there's no way they should have beat Philly, blah, 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 blah. And this was the most boring World Series. But me as a Diamondbacks fan, I was like, holy shit, we're back after, like, what, 20 years?
Mm-hmm. A long time.
Yeah, I thought they were bad for a while.
Yeah. That's what what's your baseball team, Judah?
I'm a Red Sox fan. I saw the room.
Oh,
yeah, I
knew brother. Yeah, this I guy
knew.
Stinks.
I knew it. I know it.
Wow. We don't Boston everything.
We
dude.
Don't
Look
have to. We don't have to focus on it. We can move on.
Yeah.
It's all
and
good.
Then I'm assuming Blue Jays.
I'm a Braves fan.
A Braves fan.
For the record, before they won the World Series.
Fair. Fair.
It was like in like the Chipper Jones days.
Okay. So like you were pumped when they won the World Series.
Dude, and especially because my brother is a massive Houston Astros fan.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
And I hate the Astros for obvious reasons. Everybody hates the Astros. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, man, when they won, that was, like, the greatest day of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I'll see clips on, like, Twitter of it, I send it to them every time. Every time. And especially because the Astros are playing very bad this year.
Oh, yeah.
Because got a lot of starting pitchers injured.
Something about me sparks up, that hater in me sparks up when I see a good team that I hate do terrible.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like,
the Warriors. Who? Playing again?
They're not that good anymore.
I know. They have and I love it.
They have like three solid players.
Go up against the Kings again in the play-in again. Please.
I don't know if the Kings are the team to stop them.
I want them to be. I want them to light the beam. I want them to. Draymond should retire. Draymond Green should retire.
No, he needs to see a professional. That's not what he needs. He needs to see a professional.
Well, no, I mean, like, you know, Klay's getting old.
Klay's done, bro.
Like, he's, and, like, I don't know if he'll come back to Golden State, but he'll probably be, he'll be coming off the bench unless he signs a huge deal with a bad team.
He's a free agent right now. He's going to go free agent
this season.
And then, well, I mean, you got Steph. I mean, hey, like, let's get Bron and Bronny and...
Bron? Yeah. Bron's going free agent. Player's choice. Player option.
Yeah. Player option, just because Bronny's entering the draft and he wants to have one. I think what's going to happen LeBron...
It's probably the next season is his last season.
Yeah. He's going to go out with a bang.
Like, he's done enough. Like, he's done enough.
Yeah. He's almost 40.
Like, he's... Yeah, but, I mean... I never saw Jordan play, so I kind of have to say that James is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're open to your opinion.
We're done with the 90s.
But I'm, like, taking championships out of it. Well, I'm thinking the greatest. I don't really count the whole of the championships. But when you were averaging a triple-double for career points, like, what, over 30,000, over 10,000 for rebounds and assists, like...
Yeah. What...
I
think the funniest thing I saw the other day, it was like a picture of where it was like, it showed bronze rings and it showed each way that they were like fraud rings. And it was like Kyrie, Heedles, and then I think it was the bubble. And something else.
The bubble was like prime basketball though.
That was. If Kobe Bryant was in, like, I've seen people say, Kobe Bryant would have hated the bubble. That wasn't real basketball. Kobe Bryant would have loved it.
Kobe would have been a monster.
Kobe would have loved it because he would have been dropping 40 on all
He would have been a monster idiots. Back then.
Because it was pretty much you go back to your hotel room and then you go out the next day and you just ball.
It's either.
God, I would love that.
It's either you go out and ball or you work out.
Yeah.
Like you're all, it's just you and your boys. Teams. Or yeah, your team. And then no family, and you're just you're what they had like Disney World or whatever had like a resort, and it's just like
And if you see the team you don't like, it's like
it's on site.
It's literally like
Kobe would have loved that.
Start a Donnybrook resort.
Imagine the bubble was prime basketball.
That was
how they won the ring. That was good.
That was like prime Heat at that point.
Prime Heat haven't hit.
No,
Heat's
not,
prime
not,
was when LeBron
like Jimmy prime. Heat prime.
They haven't hit their prime yet.
I feel like that's when the term Heat culture came out the most.
Yeah. It's I think when their rookie right now,
Jaime Jaquez.
Yeah, when he hits his prime, when he hits his stride, bro.
When Jaime Jaquez truly becomes Juan Wick.
Yeah, bro, he's gonna that's when they're gonna start. I don't think they're no, I love the Heat, but I don't think they're
Not there yet.
Yeah, I don't think, as much as I'd love for them to win a ring, I don't think they're getting it this year.
No. Like, I love the Heat, personally.
If they get to number, if they get the 8th seed again,
Are they in the play-in?
Yeah, they're in the play-in right now.
So, like, who's the team to beat in the NBA? Oh, I honestly have no idea that the...
Right now, it's really? Denver. They won the last one. Yeah. However,
Denver and OKC? The Timberwolves.
OKC?
If you wanted to
Denver,
say...
Denver, Timberwolves, and OKC are...
Yeah, OKC. Yeah. Like, Shea's going off. Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but OKC just flipped a switch.
Well, because they had a bunch of young guys that kind of
Because right now, OKC and the Celtics are the number one seed in their respective...
I think the Celtics are frauds.
The Celtics?
I think Jason Tatum is a fraud.
It's
well, like, obviously, he's, like, really good. Don't get me wrong.
Honestly.
That might be a hot take.
Wait, are you not a Celtics fan?
No. I'm a Heat fan.
Dog, you've been... You're Boston everywhere, but Heat for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the Heat walk Boston every time.
Big dog.
Wow, bro.
But honestly,
stick with the city, dude. Stick with something.
This might be like the most interesting NBA playoffs we've had in a minute. Because we have the Orlando Magic, which every time they win, they drop the best fucking song ever.
Orlando Magic.
Love and then song. Versus Cleveland, which last time they were in the playoffs, Jared Allen literally said the lights were too bright.
Yeah.
that. Yeah,
we have the ball.
Shouldn't be
the,
saying that.
We have the game ball matchup. We have the game ball matchup of the Bucks and the Pacers.
Oh my god, that's gonna be so good. That's gonna be a good one.
The Bulls have a chance to make it back into the playoff.
How?
They're going against the Hawks.
Zion needs to play. Zion needs to play.
It's the Bulls versus Hawks the play-in, and then Sixers versus Heat.
Sixers are done.
Sixers might be cooked. And then they go up against the Knicks, whoever wins that. And then the Celtics go over whoever wins Bulls-Hawks, I'd say.
Bulls and Hawks. Wait. You said Zion needs to play?
Oh, no, I'm wrong.
No,
Zion's Pelicans.
I know. I was about to say. I'm not even the basketball guy here. I'm going to call you out.
I'm tripping.
Speaking of,
Bulls
though,
could beat the Hawks.
You have
Zach LaVine and,
Zach LaVine may be one of my favorite.
Yeah, LaVine. Is DeRozan still there?
Yeah.
DeRozan. LaVine and DeRozan versus Trae Young? Yeah.
Trae Young? I haven't heard from that guy in years.
Trae Young's a fraud.
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are the Pelicans in playing? Yeah,
so
they play against Lakers, don't
the
they?
It's Kings and Golden State, and then it's Lakers versus Pels.
If the Lakers lose, they're trash.
That's so weird how isn't New Orleans on the East Coast? It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
the way the NBA divides stuff is so
okay. I guess they're probably going to get expansion team in like
here's the thing.
Vegas or Seattle.
Very,
so
very weird things happen with New Orleans. Before, they were the, I think they started out as the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah,
that was back when, like, Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was way before. That was, like, 1980s, they were the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
And then they moved to New Orleans, and then they introduced the Charlotte Bobcats, which were an absolute garbage team. Then the New Orleans Hornets changed their name to Pelicans, and then the New Orleans
just the
Bobcats.
Worst color combination.
Yeah,
I think it's not great.
Yeah,
and then the New Orleans or the Charlotte Bobcats went back to being the Charlotte Hornets, because I think the owner of the Charlotte Bobcats played for or no, the first owner, the owner of the Charlotte Bobcats before it was bought by Michael Jordan, played for the New Orleans Hornets back when it was in Charlotte.
Oh yeah,
and so they changed the name back to Charlotte Hornets, and it's been there ever since.
The Pelicans need to rebuild.
All I'm going to say is if LeBron becomes the owner of the Vegas team, he's probably going to be a better executive than Michael Jordan. Adding that
GOAT
race.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
shit. We could count that now, too. If LeBron James, once he retires, owns a team, whoever team does better, I'm just
saying.
Isn't
Michael Jordan selling?
He did.
He sold the Hornets.
Yeah.
So that's where his legacy ends.
And then they got better.
And then they got
more
better.
Because they got LaMelo, but
they just got somewhat better.
Yeah.
Too bad Lonzo ain't playing.
I know.
His career's probably done.
No, he's coming back.
He's coming back. It's going to be like
probably
the
big baller brand shoes that fucked up his knee so bad.
Yo, like, I don't know like what he's been going through.
His knee injuries have been.
They need to get LiAngelo in the NBA.
He's playing in Mexico right now.
Yeah. Bro, I think I could probably have a higher chance of getting into the NBA than
LiAngelo.
Poor guy.
I think.
Sorry, LiAngelo, if you're listening.
I think with Lonzo Ball.
Shout out LiAngelo.
Hey, LiAngelo.
Yo, I was just joking.
Come on
bro.
The podcast.
You're joking, man. You're joking, man.
We didn't mean it.
You're joking, dude.
Come on the podcast.
Yeah, come on the pod.
Big baller, Brad. Don't
Did you
sue
see
us, bro.
Julian Newman declared for the draft or something?
He's going to get cooked.
Yeah.
Julian Newman?
I think he might have declared for the draft.
Bum-ass motherfucking NBA, or not even basketball player. He plays in the G League, and they hype him up so much because Overtime put out this show about him that's absolutely garbage and nobody cares about.
Yeah, like this short point guard?
Yeah.
That guy,
and it's the same thing. Like, they do it with so many players.
Yeah,
Overtime also does it with, like, Romelo, and they keep on saying, Romelo's so bouncy. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
What do you mean? Bouncy means you can...
Okay. They don't mean bouncy as in, oh, he can jump high. They mean it in something else. They'll just be like, oh, yeah, Romelo's hair is so bouncy. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, no, that's fair.
And then the only one I actually did see
incognito.
Yeah, the one I did see that was pretty good is Rob Dillingham.
Yeah. Where do you like? What do you guys think of like on like the Zach Edey? How like I've seen mock drafts where he's like 6 overall or he's like 37.
Zach,
like Edey? I think like the dude automatic with like you know backs a dude down pulls up the hook, but like if somebody like. Because it doesn't sound like Tony have, like, two draft picks. Like, why not take a chance? Because literally, Wemby could be playing point guard.
Zach.
Which is crazy for Zach, a 7'4 guy.
Zach Edey, I feel like it's a thing where he's an amazing center, and what he does great. However, how he plays center, a lot of teams aren't looking for that anymore.
Yeah.
They want a center who can, A, they can do good in the paint, and they can block, and they can do all that. But they also want one who can shoot a three.
Well, yeah, they want, like, a... It's either you're like a Wemby where you're long and can shoot and have like 18 blocks a game, or you're Jokic where it's like
fucking crazy defense. Crazy defense. You drop the worst stats ever on a poverty team, you drop like the worst stats against like, I don't know, a higher seed team. But as soon as you see a poverty team, you turn into like prime Shaq.
Prime Shaq is a jump, not gonna lie.
Dude, no. Have you ever seen his stats? Like, there's a certain stat.
Okay. Prime Shaq was insane.
How do you know?
If you put, look, have you seen, bro, if you put Prime Shaq in today's game, how well do you think he's doing?
I think well, because, like, you look at.
Yeah.
Because then it's, like, somebody, like, for instance, like, a Draymond guarding him. I mean, Shaq is, like, he's a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm.
Try and tackle him.
like yeah, no, he's...
You own, like, one of the... Only a few people could probably, like...
oh, my
like,
God.
The biggest person would be, like... The biggest person would be, like, Zion.
Yeah.
Like...
I'm like, bro, give me prime Dwight now.
Dwight Howard. Okay, who do you think's better? Shoot. Prime Dwight or prime Shaq?
Shaq.
Shaq.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, I wish Dwight's prime was longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could have been so much better.
Dude, I'm gonna break your heart right
What's
now.
What's up?
I searched up Nikola Jokic against poverty franchise stats, and then it said people also ask, what does Jokic average against the Heat?
Why?
Poverty franchise.
Yeah, yeah, that's insane. That's insane. Well, like, to be fair, compared, Denver is a crazy team, so I get that. Almost every team except for the top teams right now is probably a poverty team to Denver.
Yeah.
Is Aaron Gordon still playing too?
Yeah, Aaron Gordon's still there. But there's like some weird stat where it's like whenever Nikola Jokic, it's rather if he's facing like a really good team or a poverty franchise, I forget which it was, he doesn't play that hard.
Oh, yeah.
But the moment he like actually wants to play, he's dropping like 40 points, 12 assists, and 15 rebounds.
And basketball's
like LeBron. The fact where he's just like, oh, if he wants to take a day off, sure. But, like, if he has to play well.
He will play well.
He's dropping 40, and there's nothing you can do about it.
When LeBron flips the switch, it's going. Yeah. It's going.
Honestly,
the dude's, like, 40 years old.
It's crazy how well he's playing.
Jokic is the next Tim Duncan. Easy.
Like, how do you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, do you mean as in, like, championship-wise?
Or, like.
So, I mean as in the way, like. Tim Duncan played, like, so fundamental, and he didn't care about being fancy or whatever. And, like, have you ever seen Tim Duncan's MVP photo? He's wearing, like, jorts and, like, a sweater. And that's
it. Yeah. He's...
Basketball's a hobby for Jokic.
Yeah. Or no. Basketball's a job for Jokic.
Yeah, he doesn't
He does horse racing for fun.
He loves horse racing. He's not, like... If basketball got in the way of his horse racing, I think he'd just drop basketball.
The funniest thing is, do you guys remember when, like, they won and Nikola Jokic was like, finally, we got to go home? And it was like, are you going to be there for the parade? What?
He's a funny guy.
Oh, yeah.
He is also a funny guy.
Who?
My lover, Drizzy Drake. Let's talk about this. I recall this perfectly.
Yes.
Judah said, oh, Kendrick dissed him. Oh, like Drake's gonna roll over and cry about it.
Yeah.
Did Drake not get him on that diss back, bro? I come on, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I told you, don't underrate this man's pen game, bro.
Yeah, it was
bro.
Good.
I told
yeah,
you.
It was good. I'm not going to give it like
good. What one thing you got to one thing you got to say about Drake?
I'm not going to like
yeah.
Look. It was good.
Yeah. We'll scrap over
it. It was rap.
Exactly.
We'll scrap over it.
One thing you got to say about
Drake.
Are
you Drake. Sure? hey, are you sure, Pat?
One thing you got to say about Drake is that he knows how to win a losing battle.
Win a losing battle?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Like, by all means, with all the disses that they were shooting up against him, Drake probably should have won. But then he goes after Metro Boomin. And
shut your whole ass up and make some drums.
Yeah. What else is Metro
Boomin? What is it? See, and like, that's such a, like, that's just a funny line. But like, what is Metro going to do?
Exactly.
Go make some drums. He doesn't rap. Like, what is he gonna do? He's gonna go do the same thing he just told him to do. So
yeah,
it's
make
like,
drums.
He's like, you're listening to the guy. Like, oh, it's so funny.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not gonna make drums because you told me to. I'm gonna make drums because I always do it. Yeah.
But, yeah.
He can't say that.
But like, he can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. But like, why did he? I would have went after Drake first. I mean Kendrick first. I would have went if
that's
I was
like kind of no. did.
Yeah.
The thing is, he kind of played smart that way because if he goes after Metro Boomin, what's he gonna do? It's either he's gonna make drums and make a diss track and it's gonna suck, or he's just gonna step back and then he's gonna go
yeah,
after the
then,
next
then,
person.
Then, that's then, right. Yeah, you get him.
Yeah, fair enough.
So as like somebody that doesn't really know why all this beef started, but I saw like someone with like J. Cole. With like him
yeah.
backstepping,
yeah.
Cause what was he on like Drake's
side? Well, yeah,
or?
He was on Drake's side.
Yeah.
So basically,
J. Cole, I don't know why he did that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'll explain. I'll explain. You that.
Yeah.
So basically, Drake released a song called First Person Shooter mm-hmm. with J. Cole, and yeah. in the song, J. Cole says, "Like, people are debating the hardest MC. Is it K. Dot? Is it Aubrey or me? We did big three, like we started a league, but right now I feel like Muhammad Ali." Basically saying that. Him, Drake, and Kendrick are like the big three, right?
And then Kendrick
hit and
back.
Then Kendrick and then Kendrick goes on a song with Metro Boomin and Future, which is already like a diss album towards Drake because they have like some beef.
Yeah.
And
fuck the
and,
big three.
And yeah, Kendrick goes fuck the big three. It's just big me. So then it's like, and then he starts dissing Drake, and like Cole was kind of in the crossfire, like he was like,
yeah.
he's
like a bystander.
Yeah, he's a bystander. He stood with Drake. Caught some like unnecessary shots that weren't
yeah.
necessarily directed at him, but it was like ricocheted. It was kind of yeah. like so. It was like so. Cole like so. Everyone was like, "Okay, Cole and Drake gotta respond." And then so Cole had already been like working on this like EP.
Yeah.
And so on the last song on the EP, like he dropped a diss to Kendrick. It wasn't
yeah.
like.
It wasn't like grand.
He didn't kill Kendrick. Like he could have went so much harder, but he didn't.
Yeah.
He kept it lighthearted. Yeah. And then I don't know. He just said it ate him up. And just like was just
he
like he just
it.
Couldn't get sleep over it. He was like
yeah.
he was just like I like, it felt wrong, so he took it off
well,
streaming platforms. It kind of backed out of the whole thing.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
And then Metro Boomin and Future made another album. So their first album is called We Don't Trust You, and then the second album is called We Still Don't Trust You.
Yeah.
And on that second album, J. Cole featured on it. So that's so when I was talking about like the backstab earlier, like that's
yeah.
kind of like the backstab. But like, but apparently that song had already been made like months,
years
months,
ago.
Months ago. So it's like, so
it
wasn't.
It
really,
makes
it wasn't
no
actually
sense.
It wasn't actually a backstab. Yeah. But anyway, yes. So it's like J. Cole kind of backed out. Now it's like
yeah.
Drake literally versus everyone.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
funny.
It's crazy.
I like it though. It's like a.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's just competitive.
It's
yeah, I like it.
It's
not. It's just
like
buddy buddy with everyone.
It's where now the rap has to be good.
Well, yeah.
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 They
exactly.
Can't just,
they can't
just throw stuff out there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So now it's great.
You
yeah.
can't have Drake or yeah, you can't have Drake going out there being like, "Girl, you a lesbian? Me too."
That song was so bad.
Preach.
As a Drake meat rider, dude, like I
related to that
I
on a deep
you did.
Level.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. I feel like Dawson. Did you have a story you wanted to talk about?
Oh yeah.
Never mind.
We'll cut that stuff
never
from the pod.
Never mind.
That's an after the pod.
Nah.
Story.
Okay. I don't know. How long have we been going for, bro?
We've been going for about like 40 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, before we close,
yeah.
back on school topics.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was your guys' favorite moment?
favorite moment?
Ooh, that's actually like, okay. I thought you were about to say some nonsense out of that fucking mouth of yours, but that actually was a good question. favorite moment.
Yeah, let's see.
I need to think. If someone has one right off the top of their head, say it.
You got one, Judah?
No.
You asked the question.
Yeah, you asked the question, bro.
I didn't expect to answer first, bro.
Segue it, bro.
I ask questions. I'm not supposed to answer them. Let me see. There's a few things Paul has said that were pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
No, Paul, yeah. I think it was pumpkin.
pumpkin was
yeah,
great.
I was actually crying.
I feel like I was uncontrollably laughing the other day, and I can't remember why. It was like something like...
Was it the, I wonder if she took the gorilla tape off?
No, wait.
That one was funny.
Yes. I actually know where that was. Yeah,
Paul has me crying sometimes.
Funny as hell.
Best moment. Like, fuck, I'm blanking.
Yeah.
It's hard because there's been like...
There's a lot of good ones.
It's like, yeah.
There's always one. Like pumpkin, that had
pumpkin.
I was in tears.
Pumpkin,
that went on for days too.
It still goes, bro. It still goes.
Cahoots, though. Those were
yeah, the cahoots are money.
Cahoots had me going.
Yeah,
the one where we all just put Josh in.
Blicky. Then we switch over to Blicky.
Hum.
Yeah. I'm blanking, bro. What are like?
Was...
There's gonna be some.
It's difficult because we literally screw around every day.
Every day,
somebody's saying
something
super outlandish.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It mainly comes from one dude, but
yeah, I feel like there's been a few sources.
Don't look away, dude. I'm looking at you, boy.
I don't know. It's Josh, bro.
Okay, yeah.
Josh
yeah.
is.
You're inspired by
I
Josh.
I would maybe say like we all like go to the nest. It's usually a good time.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Which is, like, crazy, because, like, there's, like, usually, like, 10
okay.
of us that all go.
I think I got my moment. I remember we were looking for a place to drink. We were going to go to the Nest, but the Nest was closed.
Yeah.
So we all went to Polyrhythm Brewing, the place where Bronson worked. Oh, my God, that was one hell of a time. We played, like, Liar's Dice.
That's on the east side, right?
Yeah. And it was, like... Me, Judah, Ryan, Bronson, Emma, and I think I'm forgetting
Logan.
One more. Logan. We all went there, and it was just so much fun.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to be so real with you. I don't remember that.
Wow.
Really?
I'm blanking on it.
Forgettable.
Right now.
That nasty beer that I got.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, that was that day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, now I remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What's yours, Judah?
I said I'm pumpkin.
Like just the pumpkin?
Pumpkin.
And what else was there? No, there was something else that was pretty funny. Oh, probably.
Is it when you said that?
No, that was not my favorite moment. That was my luckiest moment, actually.
Your luckiest moment when you went that. What's his name?
Chris. Yeah.
No, Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill.
The Winston Churchill comment.
What did I say? Oh, did I say overrated?
No. You were when Winston Churchill. That's my.
Oh.
Yeah, those Chris classes on Thursday can get
over. Chris's classes?
Oh,
old.
Yeah, some Chris classes.
Anything's just said in Chris's class.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God.
That's also, like, one thing that I'm actually very thankful for.
Yeah.
All of our teachers are actually super chill.
Yeah. We don't have a bitch. It's not like
we're in like accounting where it's just like they're just grumpy because they have to teach accounting.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, hey, like I'm just going to teach you how to talk basically.
I think it was when Paul, this was a good one, when Paul said, I don't have to crawl out of my bed on my hands and knees anymore.
Oh, yes. Just to himself, like he was like super.
That's so good.
It's like, yes, I don't have to crawl on my hands and knees
anymore. Oh, God.
But then found out he was having back issues.
Yeah.
Then it did make sense. But in the moment, it was.
So
and it's like sometimes I feel like Dawson's the only other person that hears these things. Yeah.
Which is surprising
sometimes,
because Paul has the loudest voice.
Oh, yeah.
The stuff Paul says is so funny. Remember when you were like, I want to hug my mom? Me too, Judah.
Oh, my God.
That's cool,
good. Oh, shout out to Paul. Paul's a
Paul,
king.
If you Paul's listen to people. This, we love you, Paul.
Paul, you're Paul's a king, bro. Well, I think we're coming to the time to end the party.
Dude, we only got 44 minutes. We got so much more time. Yes,
we do. We do.
Oh, we got to ask one big question. So, we've asked this to everybody so far, almost everybody. Ben and Dawson, if you had superpowers, so you, I assume both of you know what like Super Saiyan is and whatnot.
Yes.
Super Saiyan?
Yeah, like just naturally born powers, Dragon Ball powers.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I don't know Dragon Ball stuff, but.
Yeah. Would you be a hero or a villain?
I have thought about this a lot. Actually, last night just started Dragon Ball. I honestly think that I would have a similar character development to Vegeta.
Ooh, okay.
I do, like, cause,
villain to hero?
Yeah, like, I would probably, if I'm being honest, hover on that line of both.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like anti-hero?
Well, if I was, like, to do villain stuff, it wouldn't just be on, like, somebody random. Like, I would have to, like, a reason for it. I would almost be, like, Dexter in that way. Yeah. I'd only hurt bad people.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would try to do as much good as possible. But then also, you're pretty well unbeatable. I mean, I'm going to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Type shit.
So, you bad guy or good guy?
Rides the line.
Rides the line.
Just straddle the...
Okay. I feel like, yeah, that's... or if I were to describe what he's saying... Maybe not Vegeta, but more of like Deadpool.
That's not where I thought you. I thought you were gonna give me like a diss and say like Belma or something.
No.
I think Chi-Chi. Yeah.
Chi-Chi. I do have Chi-Chi tendencies. Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
I'm just crazy.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, I just rewatched The Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, oh, if I had Homelander's abilities, what would I be like?
Yeah.
And I was like, I would...
Think about that. Like,
be exactly like Homelander, I think.
Okay.
That's crazy.
That's
if I'm being honest.
That tells a lot about you.
I guess I shouldn't say that because he's doing very outlandish stuff.
I feel like outlandish is maybe the wrong word for what he does.
Yeah. That is fair.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, at least you're honest.
I feel like it's very clear cut this man is a villain.
But yeah. I'm thinking, like, you know, like some people might be like, oh, if I had superpowers, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be all this. And I find that very hard to believe when somebody says that.
I'd be an amazing person if I had superpowers.
I don't know about
this
that.
This man right here thinks differently.
Yeah, yeah, I have. Okay, yeah, I get angry sometimes, but I'd be amazing. I'd be a good person.
All right.
Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't be a good person.
Give me super strength, flight, laser eyes. I'm not committing. I'm not going to be an evil guy. That's horrible.
That's debatable.
That's debatable.
I have
all this
power.
Let's hear Ben's take on this.
Oh, what I would be?
Yeah. If you had, like, superpowers.
If I had superpowers, I'd be Superman. You know, the same abilities. I look just like him. Everything about my life revolves around Superman because I am him. So I would say
that's not the question, though. Would you be a superhero or a supervillain?
Superman's a fucking hero. So,
okay, so you'd be a hero.
A villain could be for some. Like, some people could think he's a villain.
Really? I mean, I don't know. Realistically, I'm
it's
like...
It's the same way the police thinks Spider-Man's a bad person.
Realistically, I'm more like, I want to be Superman, but I look like Jabba the Hutt. So it's like, it's like a mixture of both.
For the listeners, that is actually on point.
For everyone.
Yeah. Let me rephrase the question.
Boing, I just slapped him.
No!
If you had superpowers, would you be good or evil?
Good.
I'd be good to the people that I'm good with.
Okay.
Everyone deserves kindness.
Type shit.
So the record is now, I believe, what, 5-2 hero or 5 villains, 2 heroes.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not y'all motherfuckers are sick, dude.
Because I'd be a villain, and then like 3 other guests we've asked.
Even my best friend from Grand Cash says he'd be a villain.
Well, like, I would be, like, I would be a villain to people, like, bad people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but
if somebody's so creative, I would be like Batman.
You're a switch,
but with, like, Homelander.
You're a switch hitter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're a switch hitter.
So, like, you'd be good to certain people. Like,
my superhero name would be, like, bipolar or something. Yeah, I'd just be, like, flipping
sides. Like, 1 second.
Tweaking off meds. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't actually have powers. He's just insane. He's
that's like that one.
He just took too many pills today.
he just shakes there every once in a while.
That's like that one fucking movie, or, like, that one series of movies. It's, like, M. Night Shyamalan or whatever, and it's, like... I think it's, like, Glass, Split, and another one, and it's, like...
Oh, yes, yeah.
These aren't superheroes. They're just, like, mentally unwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the, oh, who's that? I can't remember the actor's name.
Samuel L. Jackson?
No, like the main guy.
Bruce Willis?
No. Neither of those. Also, have you guys seen what happened is, like, going on with Bruce Willis right now?
No.
Like, he's, like, very, very not good.
Oh,
he's ill.
Like, yeah, he's ill. Like, he has, I think it's like dementia.
Oh, damn.
No.
And he's like starting to become like nonverbal. I just saw that on like Twitter the other
day. Hold
on.
What? Let's search this up. Bruce Willis.
Yeah, like, no, like, he's, which is horrible because he is an all time great.
GG's. He's out there.
GG's, man. Chill. Body's not even cold.
Okay. Everything that I have been seeing so far is about how sweet their relationship is.
Did you type in, like, Bruce Willis health?
I did not.
Did I think his daughter posted something on, like, Instagram or Twitter?
Ooh, okay.
You would follow his daughter.
Following Bruce Willis's dementia diagnosis. Update on dementia diagnosis 4 weeks ago. Since 2022... Bruce Willis has been grappling with his health, including aphasia diagnosis and frontotemporal dementia.
Oh. That sounds very bad. I don't know what that is, though.
So, I believe frontal dementia. The results, many possible symptoms, including unusual behaviors, emotional problems, trouble communicating, difficulty with work, or difficulty with walking. So, like...
Yeah, like, and, like, he's barely speaking and barely walking.
Oh, man. That is...
So...
That's not good.
Possibly The Beekeeper will be his last movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It would be. Yeah, it would be. Yeah, because he's retired from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Type stuff.
Honestly, Bruce Willis... Great, one of the greatest actors of all time.
Well, speaking of Bruce Willis, last night I went on like a TikTok binge of listening to his roast from way back, and man, that is the funniest thing ever. That is all my TikTok is just celebrity roasts.
Really?
Speaking of TikTok, TikTok scrolling, I think we were talking about this on the last episode. You know those movie things where you're like scrolling through TikTok and it's like, ding, 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 ding,
yeah,
ding,
yeah,
and it's like explaining a movie. I found one of those of Die Hard.
What are those?
Like, you haven't been on TikTok?
The man opens the locker, and it's, like, explaining a movie.
Oh, no.
In 50 million parts.
No.
I hate when it's like, follow for part two.
Yeah, then they don't have part two.
And then they don't have part two.
Oh, yeah.
It's been, like, a week, and they don't have it. It's just
I've reported a few accounts for that.
You should be doing that, like, if you have, like, 8 parts. You should be posting like 8 straight days.
Yeah,
exactly. I've reported
like
accounts
edit
for
it
this.
All at once in different parts, and then every day just send it out. But sometimes you'll see it's like, part one of this one, and then it's like part one of the next one, part two of the next one. Then it goes like the part two of the first one.
Yeah,
it's
fucking stupid, dude.
But
yeah,
no, I saw one of those of like, I think it was Die Hard 1, and it was like, this man knew he wasn't a cop because of this, and it was like, okay.
I'm gonna have to rewatch. That's what I'll do this weekend, going to Bruce Willis binge.
Yeah. The question is, do you skip the final or the Fast and the Furious movies?
The last one I saw would have been, I think, Fast 5 or 6.
Because I think he's in like 7 or 8. Because let's see what movies has
I've
Bruce
watched zero.
Willis.
Really?
Yeah.
When the one that Paul Walker passed away. Six. Is that six? That's the last one I saw.
That's six or seven.
Because then I saw once they start going out to outer space, it's like, really, guys?
Yeah.
Calm down. Is that what we've come to?
Oh, The Fifth Element, Armageddon, Die Hard movies, Red.
I like those Red movies. Those are good.
He's in Over the Hedge?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
12 Monkeys is such a weird movie. If any of you have ever seen that, he's in Looper, The Jackal, Sin City, Hostage. Why is everybody so quiet all of a sudden?
No, we're listening to you talk. I'm so sorry.
What's everybody's, like, go-to movie genre?
Ooh, okay. For watching a movie?
Comedies.
It's
comedies or horrors?
Action or comedy?
Horror, really?
Yeah, I don't mind. Well, I'm usually the guy that's like covering my eyes over, but I like the thrill of it. Like,
honestly, it's a toss up for me. What? It's usually an action movie. No.
A thriller. Because
usually
like,
a lot of the time, like an action movie also doubles as a comedy movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's rather that, or if I'm feeling it, a horror movie.
Yeah, type stuff.
Actually, romantic comedy is pretty good.
Really?
Oh, man. Like, early 2000 rom-coms, man.
Bro, 10 Things yeah. I Hate About You.
Oh, so good.
Let's see.
R.I.P. Heath Ledger. Like, Friends with Benefits.
Can't Buy Me Love.
Yes. Wait, what 13, was that one like?
Okay, 13 Going on 30. Have you ever seen that one?
Oh, yeah.
50 First Dates.
Yeah.
Legally Blonde, like that's back then when they were like actually funny.
Anyone But You's not that bad.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell.
You lost me at Sydney Sweeney. Sorry, you brought me in at Sydney Sweeney. Sorry.
You want to know what's the best romantic comedy of all time? The Princess Bride.
Really?
That's crazy.
Yeah. The best rom-com of all time.
I think I was going to say 10 Things I Hate About You.
No.
That would be mine for sure.
It's comedy adventure, but like there's enough of a rom-com in there.
I love love. I love watching funny rom-com.
I like seeing things I can't have.
Yeah, but
damn! Times, damn, Judah.
That's why I like Friends with Benefits so much.
Yeah.
It's like I want Timberlake, you know?
Shit.
Oh wait, is that the one with Mila Kunis?
Mila Kunis.
Yeah, I see that scene all the time where like the we're not gonna, I don't know how to explain it. Like the famous scene from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know.
Yeah.
Oh, what's your all-time favorite movie?
I would have to say Superbad.
Ooh.
Because when I'm thinking an all-time favorite movie, it means I'm watching it whenever I'm in.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I used to always say Scarface, but then I was like, I just don't want to sit down on, like, a Tuesday afternoon and watch Scarface. Yeah, I have to be in a mood to watch it. Yeah. So that's why I would say Superbad. Because you can literally watch it whatever mood you're in.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sandlot.
The Sandlot?
Mm-hmm. That's a banger. Mm-hmm.
That's a banger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, classic.
Oh, man. Probably The Road to El Dorado.
Really? Whoa. The Road to El Dorado? Not expecting that.
Amazing movie. Like, I would say, I can't say Creed because I don't watch Creed at all.
And they're not good.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to pretend.
Ooh.
Oh, no, I liked Creed 1. But, like, the more it went on, like, the more it was.
You didn't like Creed 2?
I know. I thought Creed 2 was more about his, like, girl, or his, like, wife singing. Or I might have that mixed up with 3. I honestly didn't like them. I just didn't think they were that good.
That's crazy that you got that from any of the Creed movies.
Yeah, like, I was just like, man, like, where's all the fighting? Like, if I'm watching, I wanted to see way more boxing.
There's, like, 3 fights in Creed 2.
Yeah, but I'm trying to see him, like, train. I'm trying to see all that.
Yeah.
That's
Creed 1, though. Creed 1 is really good.
I thought Creed 1 was really good.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think Creed 2 is the best one. But really? Yeah. Because he loses in the... Spoilers. He loses in the first little bit, and then you see him train again to fight him in the second bit. Well, he doesn't technically lose, but he, like... He needs to get his get back, you know?
Yeah. Spin the block.
Yeah.
What's yours? Spin the block. What's
yours? Make them bite the curb. I think the go-to movie for me whenever I want to watch a movie is rather Spirited Away or Real Steel.
Oh, really?
Real Steel.
Those are two very different.
I know. I'm just that kind of man. My playlist is two different types of beats whenever you listen. It's movies, not changing up a lot. Like, I'm just shifty like that.
Damn.
Respect it.
I say we end off the podcast me hitting this water bottle into a garbage can.
Okay.
Okay, garbage can is right here. If he hits the shot, no exit at all. You'll just know he hit it. If not, we'll do a formal outro.
No, if he hits it, yeah, no exit. But if he doesn't make it, we go on for another 30 minutes.
Whoa!
That's a deal.
Okay, I'm dunking it then.
No, you have to make it from here.
Come on, you gotta make it from here. That's the bet. Okay. He missed!
So, guys.
Later, gang.
another 30 minutes.
Give me one more. I got one more. It's free shot. Free throws here. Free shots.
Free throw. Two shots. Let's see it. Come on. He missed again.
Oh my, that hit the rim and perfectly sat on it too.
That's crazy, bro. Well,
yeah.
I'm Judah.
And I'm Sam.
And I'm Dawson.
And that's the podcast.
Hey. And I'm Ben.
And we'll see you next time in the backyard.
Yeah.